Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the next level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. As has been said, this show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. It's my hope that you will come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This is a no-holds-barred show. My guests will have differing spiritual belief systems, and some will have no spiritual beliefs. You may or you may not agree with things that are said. What I'd ask you to do is keep an open mind. This way, you can see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, my guest is Michelle Milio, and wouldn't you know it, Michelle is not in the studio yet. Vince, what do you think about that? I have been in communication with her, so I'm very surprised, unlike the little glitch that happened with Artie Hoffman last week. And just to let you know, Artie Hoffman is going to be on the show this Friday. He requested a telephone call ahead of time to remind him he's billed as Psychic to the Stars. And that show will air at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Then I also have Athena Starr, who is a regular guest. She is a visionary healer from Florida, and she does amazing readings of all kinds. She will be back on my show on December 22nd at 5 p.m. And December 29th, I have an amazing clairvoyant medium from Australia by the name of Kat Edwards. And then Danyon Brinkley, who is another amazing medium, will be on January 2nd. So I have a lot of really talented folks coming up. And I'm going to call on Sherelle, who is such a beautiful sounding soul, and I'm going to ask her a question. Sherelle, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Sherelle, I wondered if you could just kind of man the show for just a minute, and I'm going to call Michelle. And what I would like you to do, if you're willing to do it, and let me know if you're not, is to just talk about your experiences being an empath and what the challenges are. And what I'm going to do is make a conference call to Michelle, so I will not be on the air. Are you willing to do that?
Oh, sure.
Thank you. Well, take it away, and I'm going to call Michelle right now.
Okay. Well, hello, everyone. My name is Sherelle, and I'm from Detroit, Michigan. And I consider myself as an empath, which means it's picking up other people's emotions and feelings. And what the challenges are is, as far as being around different people, you get to pick up different people's emotions. Excuse me. And I was going through the process of one. I was just sitting there talking to someone, and they was telling me about a life story. And as I was talking to that person, I was crying. Now, remind you, I'm a strong person, which means not saying I don't have that type of feelings, but as I was talking to that person, I was crying like I had my own problems, which I was picking up that other person's emotions. And it was so hard trying to overcome and get out the way. So I consider myself an empath, and it's just so hard trying to, in which ways that you can, I don't know if you are empaths, but in which ways you can protect yourself is surround yourself with a white light. Just close your eyes and visualize a white light, and it's protecting you. So when you are in public areas or public places, you won't pick up as many people's emotions and feelings. And as I was talking to the host, I forgot his name, but as I was talking to the guy that was just on talking, he told me that the blue light will also help to protect and surround yourself. But lately,
Sherelle?
I have been. Yes. Oh, okay. You're back.
We're back. Finish up your thought. I have Michelle on the line, but please finish up your thought. I interrupt you.
No, it's okay.
Hi, Sherelle.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking. Yeah, I was telling the guests, he told me to keep them, talking about the empath and how it was the different challenges. And I told them, it is hard kind of being an empath because you pick up different people's emotions and feelings. And he told me, using the blue light to use as protection. But I use mine as white light. Yeah. Yeah. That was my final thought. I hope they was entertained. I hope I kept them entertained.
Well, that was great timing. And Vince, you're out there. I know you're caller number one. I hope you will defer to the fact that Sherelle held the reins for a moment. And let's let her go first, and you will be number two. And I see a few other callers there. And Michelle, just to let you folks know, was born and raised in Lakeville, Massachusetts. And she has actually been aware of her psychic abilities since childhood and has spent most of her life developing those skills. She believes that everyone has the capacity to access and develop psychic skills for personal as well as professional uses. In 2000, she began creating CDs and MP3s as Mind Trip Productions. To date, Michelle has created and published numerous works that include hypnosis programs, easy-to-understand workbooks, and hypnosis recordings to help others recognize and develop their own psychic skills. She currently lives in Cape Coral, Florida, with her husband, Dave, and I'm so glad to have you present, Michelle. How are you today? I never even asked.
I'm great, David. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, and, pleasure. And people have been looking forward to it. You're developing a reputation.
Oh, I'm so excited about that. I've been looking forward to it as well. I had so much fun on your show last time, and I feel like you have a lot of wonderful, open-minded listeners who are just really eager to explore, the whole psychic world. So that's exciting.
It is exciting. Before we get going with Sherelle, and Sherelle, I'm leaving your mic live just to let you know, I wondered if you could tell us a little bit about what it was like to have psychic abilities as a child, because not every child is in touch with their own innate gifts. Can you tell us how that might have made you feel, if you felt different from other kids, what kinds of challenges you might have experienced along those lines?
Oh, sure. Thank you, David. I'd love to share that. It was actually fortunate and unfortunate at the same time. Fortunate because my parents were open-minded enough that they didn't really poo-poo me to the fact where I was going to a counselor to try to figure out why there were ghosts running around in my bedroom and I couldn't go to sleep. But fortunate enough that they, that they let that go. Unfortunately, I didn't really have an outlet. I didn't really have anyone to teach me what it was that I was experiencing. So it was really quite frightening. And I'd have to say that I thought I was born and raised Catholic. And until I really explored my spirituality, there was some fear there that maybe the devil was taking over and haunting me and I was cursed. And so there was a lot of fears around that. And like I had said, it wasn't really until my early 20s. I did do readings for others, and I did readings through high school. I carried a little crucifix around with me to keep my cards safe from the devil. But it really wasn't until my early 20s till I realized that it was a beautiful, amazing gift that everybody has. And, you know, and I'm helping people ever since.
Well, thank God for that. It must have been rather lonely for you in some regards as a child.
It was. I was pretty much the loner person. I stayed to myself a lot. It was difficult making friends and keeping them, as well as boyfriends when I got in high school, because I could read their thoughts. And that's not always a good thing.
Yes. I have a husband who can read my thoughts, and that can be a challenge. He's very psychic. So, well, anyhow, I'm glad you sound like you're very integrated today and feeling very balanced. You've got such wonderful energy, and I'm so grateful to have you on this show. I'm going to turn it over to you and Sherelle to talk, and just to let you know, we have six other callers on the line, five other callers
sure.
on the line.
I speed it up.
Oh, wonderful. Hi, Sherelle.
Hi, honey. Okay. Now,
thank you so much for holding things down.
Oh, no problem. I always hold it down. I'm used to it. I hold it down at work, at home, so it's not a big deal. Okay. Now, he told me that you are a medium, and I was wondering, can you connect with my grandmother about a particular person in my life? His name is Michael.
Yes. Actually, you know, I feel as if connecting with your grandmother is really funny. I think that you're looking more for confirmation, because I really feel like you know that your grandmother is with you and hear you, and that she sends you messages all the time. She's saying, damn, that girl just doesn't listen to me. I'm always giving her messages, and she claims to know I'm there, but she just does not listen. So the message that I'm getting is that, yes, she I can hear her in my voice, and she is barking up a storm, and she does. She says, I talked to that girl, and I talked to that girl. And, you know, she's saying it lovingly. She's saying it jokingly. But at the same time, this is confirmation for you. You know, she's telling you there is a like there, you know, this person. And the gentleman's name is, can you say that for me again? Just want to make sure.
The Michael.
Okay,
she shares
with him. So she says, Oh, six. Excellent. So she says, like, the boy, you know, so the boy has potential. And you know that the boy has potential. And there's been times, and I feel like she didn't always really like his energy or like him around you. I feel like he has a speckled past. I don't want to say shady. I want to say speckled. I want to say the choices that he made in the past could have went either way. And and he's really making some good choices now. You have children together?
No kids. Neither one.
Okay. I don't know whether you're discussing it or talking or thinking about it, but I do see children around the two of you. Okay?
Oh, Lord.
So that's definitely something, yeah. And I know. But definitely something, and especially for him, because he looks like his concern at one time was being stable and being settled, but now his concern is his age getting older. So.
Yeah, so he's
thinking, you know what, I need to recreate before there's no more time to do it.
We were just talking about that, too.
Isn't that something? Yeah, so I do see that's going to go a little bit.
No, go ahead, let you talk. I'm sorry, I keep talking.
You both? Oh, no, that's fine. So you've both been talking about it. I see it going past the talking phase. I do see that happening.
Yes, because we both are trying to look for stable jobs. We both tired of the jobs we're currently at. And it's like, I still got so many applications for the last year, and it's like nothing, that it's not coming my way. Because we're working on getting a place together. But I said, how are we going to work on a place together when I don't have no good stable job to proceed through?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a thing, and your grandmother does come through, and she says, oh, my goodness, she is a Christian woman, isn't she? I can hear her. When has the good Lord not provided for you, young lady?
Yes, she is.
You got to have faith. Yeah. So you've got to have faith that everything's going to work out, and you've got to shift your focus to the more positive aspects of life, knowing that you, no matter what, even if it's down to the wire, you have always been provided for. It may not be to your standards or to what you expect it to be, but it's still provided for. And of course, I'm speaking for your grandmother, for you. We live a very simple life, and it's really about family, and it's about growing that family. It's not about the haves. It's about the sharing and caring and helping build your community as well. Like she's like a was a strong member of the community, and that's
she
kind of raised you to be like her.
Yes, she did. You're right. Yes. Yeah, she. Now she told you she do connect with me, right? Cause I don't know how she connects with me. I'm not sure. I always talk to her.
Yeah, she does. You have dreams
she came
about
to my
her.
Dream the other. Yeah, I did. You know, I just said that too. Yeah, she came to my dream the other night. But it's weird how I had the dream, and I'm not gonna get off into it because I know you all have other callers. But yes, I did have another. I had a dream about her the other night.
Yeah, so she's coming to you in your dreams, and you're having really good long conversations in your dreams, and there's always that scent, there's always that fragrance. I don't know whether it was her perfume or something, you know, an aroma that just always seemed to follow her. It feels like a perfume, but I want to say almost like rose water or something like that. But she's definitely nearby, and she gives you the messages. She just says, "Damn girl, you gotta listen." That's your big message from her.
Okay, thank you both. I really enjoyed you all. You have a great evening. Don't work too hard.
Oh, you too. And thank you, Sherelle, so much manning for me or womaning the
Anytime.
Show.
I
wish you and DeMichael the best. All right. And happy holidays
thank you.
To you.
Same to you all.
All right.
Yes, take care.
Okay.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Okay. Michelle, you delivered a beautiful message that I think could apply to all of us, and that was that we need to have faith and to keep it positive. And we are now going to Vince. Vince, thank you for your patience. I hope you didn't mind that I went up. How are you tonight, Vince?
I'm doing good. I didn't mind at all. As long as I get a reading, that's the most important thing. So,
I had
how
that.
Are you, how are you, Michelle?
I'm doing well. Say hello to Michelle.
Michelle,
hi, Vince.
Hey.
I'm great, thank you. How about you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing okay, and I have some concerns, and that's why I called. But I wanted to say that I was listening to what you were saying about growing up Catholic, and I was forced to that garbage too. And when I was about, I guess it was about 8 years old, I started seeing things, and I started getting messages, and I would go up to the person that I saw or tell them, and then they'd come back later to me, "How'd you know?" And in my parents, they took me to the priest to talk to the priest about it, and the priest told me that I was doing the devil's work, and if I didn't stop, I'd burn in hell. And so,
oh, geez.
You know,
oh, been there.
Yeah. So, but anyway, you know, thank God I realized what the church and all organized religion is about. It's about the money and control, and that's it. So, but anyway, my question is this. I want to see what you get for me for the new coming year, mostly with job and career, because over the last 8 years I've gone through hell. I've gone from one job to another. I get fired or something happens where I lose the job. I'm just starting a new job. I'm supposed to be this week sometime. I'm waiting to hear from them, and I'm hoping that this is going to be a job that I'm going to be able to keep. So I want to see what you get about this.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to let you know, Vince, that I hope that didn't really stop or block your talents too much. I know a lot of us, when we were children, it caused us to really stop out of that fear and close up that psychic connection. So I hope you're working on that and continue to.
It really did for a while, and then I started opening up more when I went through a lot of hell. I'd say about 20 some odd years ago, I went through a lot of hell, and I'm just starting to finally get out of it now, and I'm over 50 years old now, and just trying to start over again.
Okay. Well, good. Well, I will. I'll send love and light to you for that as well to help open it, because it does help you point you in the right job direction as well. Let me ask you this question. What I see right now, what I see you doing, where I see you gainfully employed, I see a hard hat on your head. So does this job that you're waiting to hear from involve having a hard hat on your head?
Yes, it does.
Okay, great. So it feels really good. It feels really bright. And it feels really busy.
Yeah.
I think it does.
They seem to like me.
I like it. And, you know, it feels like it's a very busy place. It feels like it's a fast-paced place, and it feels like it's a busy place. And it feels like what you've been looking for a while. It feels almost like you kind of shifted your energy before you went on this one, and you just said, you know what, I'm just going to kind of let things fall the way they might, and I'm not going to worry too much about it, and I'm just going to be myself. And I think that really made a difference. The person that you interviewed with, I see that person almost trying to, hoping to get you in faster than possible. Like it feels almost like there's delays, that like red tape that needs to be brought through before you get there. I don't see you starting before the holidays, but I do see you hearing from them.
Okay.
Okay, would that make sense? Also, I feel as if this is going to end up being something, this is something that like comes with benefits. This is something, this isn't just like a temporary job. This is something that's really good for you. Also something that
yeah.
you went to school for.
I didn't really go to school for it, but I did have training, especially from the previous job, because when I went for the interview and the previous job I just lost, they had special computers that they used on the forklift, which I was trained on. And when I mentioned the type of computers that I used two different types, they were very impressed.
Yeah, so it's something that you would definitely have to go to training or school. Anything that involves somebody standing in front of somebody else teaching them how to do it, I see it in my mind as a school. Like, kind of like the school on the AC/DC type, you know, Angus kind of school.
right.
But yeah,
right,
so that's
exactly.
definitely what it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
So it feels really good and bright. I would definitely not be worried if you don't hear anything. Also, I encourage you, and your guides and angels are encouraging you to be proactive. They tell me that you give up too easily on yourself. There's like a part of you that beats yourself down better than anybody else can. and so your guides are saying that they really would like to see you going easy on yourself.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I need to believe in myself more. Because, see, now with this job, and once I get more secure in this job, and by the way, you know, that you were right, the benefits are just amazing, what they give us. And now that I'm going to be easing into this job and I'm going to be more settled, confident, I'm going to continue pursuing my acting and writing career. And
that's great.
Good for you. Yep, confidence is the big thing. Have your confidence. You are you're an amazing soul, and you know your guides are pushing you to it. So you know follow that. I think you'll do great.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Vince, for calling in. It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
To you. We're going to move on to a bright shining soul by the name of Rachel.
Rachel.
Rachel, you are live. Hi there.
Hello. Hi.
Hey, Rachel.
This is actually my first time calling into the show, so it's great to be taken. Thank you. I have a question regarding employment. I am looking for a new job, and I'd like to know if you see what's coming up for me in 2015 employment-wise.
Okay. You know, there's a lot of changes and shifts going on in the energy of the way we live. There's almost a new paradigm, and I feel like you're kind of jumping on that whole new paradigm. It's not about how can I make money. It's not about how can I get rich quick or even have the security. It's about doing what I love to do, and I feel like that's really where your soul is singing right now. I'm going to have a look now. I'm going to throw some cards for you. While I was shuffling the cards and listening to you, I do see three work opportunities around you. Now, does that mean that you just recently applied for three jobs, or is that something that we can consider that you're going to have three options?
I have sent out resumes a lot in the past, but I've absolutely had no luck. I think the right one just hasn't come along. So it's like I'm starting all over again.
Okay. Well, I want you to know that threes have really shown up for me. So that's an important number for you to consider, whether it's going to be three opportunities that are around you or three in a row, or maybe the third job from now, you know, the third something or the third application that you send out, or it could even be something like the third of the month, okay? So we don't want, I don't want to make it too broad for you, but at the same time, threes are a very powerful number for you.
All right.
So I suggest you job hunt in threes, you fill out, send your resume in threes, and send them out. So let's have a look and see what's going on here, okay? Very good conversation. You have wonderful conversation. You have wonderful gift gab, and you look really good on paper, okay? What happens for you is there is a specific niche that you have to fill. And it's not something, it's something that is not something that's easy to find. You know, I feel almost as if as soon as you find it, you send it out and there's like a bunch of other people that are filling that same niche. And it's not a popular thing, you know. There's not like 100 jobs available in this field, you know. So I do feel like your struggles are going to continue. I'm going to let you know, and I don't know why I have this really bad splitting tension headache over my forehead, and I feel like that's really the last thing that you want to hear right now. But I'd like to ask my guides and your guides, if it's okay, if there's something that you can do to kind of shift that energy for yourself. Is that okay that I do that?
Oh, please.
Okay, let's have a look. Yeah, we don't like no's. We don't like bad news. We want to know why and how, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so the message that I'm getting is that was a really important message for you to stick with the threes, okay? Keep an eye open for the threes. The threes are going to be really significant for you. It's a very powerful number for you. Another thing is that it looks almost as if the price bracket, the income bracket that you're going to and what you're coming from are two entirely different brackets. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so because I feel almost as if you're going from, and I'm using my hand, if you could see me, my hand's like down kind of, not low, but like mid-level, and then it goes, so you're going from here, mid-level, to like here, and I'm like way up in the air with that hand. So that's going to take some time, because I don't really feel like there's as much experience in between that mid-level to that high level. So stick with the threes. Maybe even change your resume or change what you're applying for, so that you're even applying for something that's even maybe a couple of that's in the same area that you work, but that's something that's a couple of notches down. So it will be a door opener for you. So in other words, instead of going for the big prize right now, get what can get you in the door, because you are an amazing person. Your personality, your gift of gab, like that ability to talk, and I don't know why that's really important for you, but that ability to be able to talk and say what needs to be said and be understood, you're very good at it, but you actually have to be observed before somebody can see it, recognize it, and appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know you're right on that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a time frame at all?
Let's have a look. Yep, so we've got a time frame. We've got, it's so funny, the first card that come out is 3, so it may be 3 weeks, 3 days, 3 months, but our second card is 8. So anywhere from, I'm really feeling that it is going to be 3 to 8 months, but that's some, a gap that you can really fill by taking some of those cues from your guides, you know, to bring it closer. I really believe that time is like a rubber band, and that once we are aware of what's our possibilities of the future, we have the ability to either stretch or tighten that rubber band based on our needs, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Very good. Hmm.
Rachel.
All right.
Rachel,
well, thank you so much.
Yes, it's
great. Thank you, Rachel.
Yes.
Wonderful
goodbye.
To hear your voice.
Thank you.
Of luck to you. To let the other callers know, since I don't know you by name except for one whose telephone number is very familiar, and I will look forward to speaking with you, Jill, I'm going to be identifying you by the first 3 digits of your phone number, not the area code, which has disappeared from my screen. I'm coming to number 756, and 756, you are live with Michelle Milio.
Hello.
What is your name?
Hi, my name is Sophia.
Hi, Sophia. How are you today?
I'm great. And yourself?
I'm wonderful.
How are you, Michelle?
I am great, Sophia. And you have a beautiful name. That is my granddaughter's name.
Oh, thank you very much. I am calling today looking for some insight into my love life, just to see, you know, what insight, what do you see coming for me, you know, something new or a resurgence or whatever spirit has for me.
Okay, great. All right, let me have a look for you. I've got some cards. Okay. You know, I find it really interesting, Sophia, that, you know, a lot of people will just say, oh, about my love life, or if I have something new. Not usually does somebody say, or for resurgence. And, of course, I throw some cards down, and I see this friend next to you. I see a friendship, and it feels like it's a new friendship, okay? So, interestingly enough, I don't feel as if, you know, that you you know, jumping into the romantic field, but I do feel like this has the potential. There's some bright conversations. He's very, very intelligent. I love how intelligent the conversations are. It feels like you've breathed a sigh of relief saying, oh my goodness, this one has a brain, you know, and you're really excited about that. I do actually see this turning into a relationship, and I do see this starting out really slow and really small and maybe being something that is almost the best way to describe it would be a physical attraction will probably ensue first, and then the emotional connection will follow. But I love that you're starting out as friends. I also see that you're kind of coming off of an old relationship that lasted for a long time, and it feels like it ended really abruptly or had needed to end for a while. And I think that's really good because you have a whole fresh perspective. A lot of people hold on to that past, and you really have a whole new, good, fresh perspective. So I like that. This is something very long-term that will end up being exactly what you look for, something soft, something gentle, somebody intelligent, and I do see marriage off in the distance for you.
Thank you very, very much.
You are welcome. Good luck with him. Keep him around.
I will. I hope
and
it's
you
soon.
Know, I love the way you are so open and said you are open to whatever spirit has to say to you.
Exactly.
I think that's,
I always am.
That's
I
a wonderful
am.
Blessing to be in that place. So God bless you, and thank you for calling today.
You too. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay.
You too, Sophia. Thank you.
Okay, we are now going to go to, let's see here, the studio is not cooperating. There we go. We're going to telephone number 613. Who do I have on the line, please?
Yes, hi, my name is Athena.
Athena?
Yes.
Is it Athena?
Yeah, Alphina, A-L-P-H-I-N-A.
Oh, Alphina.
Okay.
That's
hey,
a very unusual name. I haven't heard it before. What does it mean? Do you know?
No.
Well, I thought you were saying Athena, like the goddess of wisdom. Alphina, welcome to the show today. What question do you have for Michelle? Say hello to her.
Hello.
Hi,
my question is, I'm wondering what I should expect from love and relationships in the month of December.
Okay. Let's have a look. Gee. Okay.
All right. So what I'm going to do, since you said for the month of December, is I'm just going to kind of go week by week for you, because we have 4 weeks? Yes, we have 4 weeks in December. I think we have like 4.5. So I got a little card sideways over here. So first week in December has kind of already passed for you, but I feel like I'd still want to discuss that, because the first week of December looks as if for you, it looks like letting go of the things that no longer serve you, no longer work for you, the things that have to do with relationships that are just blah and leave you feeling mucky and yucky. It's been all about getting rid of them. Does that make sense to you? Does that feel like it resonates with you?
Yes.
Okay, great. So let's get into the second week, which is kind of where we are now. Second week, you're about halfway through it. And I have to say that this week has really been about you going inward. And you're kind of looking within, pulling back a little bit. I feel almost like a little bit of sadness and dare I say depression, but definitely some sadness. And kind of looking around at all the small things. So when we're looking around as far as the relationship area goes, we're looking at all the negative stuff like, oh, this is never going to happen. And this doesn't happen, and this hasn't changed. And so we're going to kind of work our way through this week. And it's okay. A lot of times I will tell somebody to kind of, you know, that's really important to pull yourself out or really important to think positive. But for you specifically,
yes? Two people right now that I'm texting with, and then there's another person also that I'm and he's an ex-fiance. We just agreed last week to be friends, and I sort of let go of that relationship, the old relationship, the way it was. And right now I'm just being friends with him to rediscover each other and see if, you know, the relationship can go a different direction again.
Okay, good. Well, I do see the X showing up, and that's in I've got my two kings. It's fine that you said that you have two, because I have my two kings in your fourth week of December. I want to talk about this week for you right now, because a lot of times I'll tell people to kind of not pull, pull themselves out and be positive and do those texts and stay on top of it. But I really think that the rest of this week is going to be a time for you to be quiet and go within and not really spend so much time on the little things, the little details or the little problems or what's happening or what's not happening. That would make sense if you're looking at all the things that went wrong and right before this you're trying to release them, especially if an ex has shown up in your life. I say my gut with this is to actually finish out the week really being mysterious. Okay, and go within and spend that time to go within. Okay, because the following week you are going to be very busy. Third week in December, I see opportunities opening up. I see activities happening. I see you get invited places, and I see you spending time around a lot of friends. I see you around a lot of people, and I also see some small private gatherings. Now we get into the fourth week, and I see you actually with what you're creating now, and I think that's why it's really important for you to kind of stay within right now, okay? Stay quiet, because I do see that the direction that things are going for you right now is I see two gentlemen at the end of December, one of which is an ex, and the other which is, he's a new energy. He hasn't really turned to a romantic level yet. He definitely feels like it's just talking, but I see you toggling between the two, almost being stuck in the middle of a decision towards the end of the month.
So there's going to be a third person that falls away, or?
No, there's actually going to be two gentlemen at the end of December that you're deciding who you really want to spend time with.
Well, yeah, that's what I actually have an ex right now that I'm talking to. And then I have two other people. So there's three people all together, like, right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I gotcha. Yeah, then one's definitely going to drop away because the end of the month I see two. So in the one that doesn't drop away, all right, let me just give you a description. He's very calm energy. He's a very balanced energy. He doesn't seem to fly off the handle a lot. Sometimes you really wonder if his emotions are very level.
Like more precise than that?
That
way I know who you're talking
more precise
about.
Than that. Yeah. So, anyways, he's got those balanced emotions. He's got that dry level of, you know, it's very, very leveled emotions. Very, 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 very dry. I see curls in his hair, and I feel almost as if his hair is like a light brown or a brown, you know, chocolate brown is the word that I want to say, chocolate brown. And I don't know what kind of chocolate it would be, but I'm hearing chocolate brown, and he's got definite curls in his hair. Not crazy kinky curls, but he's got curls in his hair, and his height is... feels like he is a very tall person.
No, I'm talking about like
tall and slender.
And stuff, like,
I can't. You know, unfortunately, I get the messages
right now,
that come
really...
to me, and I can't really. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, because right now I'm not really understanding.
Yeah. Okay, well, I can only get the messages that I can get. I can't really, it's hard to just, like, command spirit to tell me this age or that age. If it comes through, it comes through. I definitely see two men for you towards the end of December, which means one of them does drop off, and one of the two that are left is your ex.
Okay, and then basically the only thing that you can say is that I'm just going to have to decide or whatever.
Yeah, that's pretty much where I see you at the end of the month.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Alfina.
Okay. I'm so sorry that wasn't more than what you had hoped for.
No, I mean, I just want more clarity on the situation, but okay.
Well, thank you for calling, Alfina.
Yeah.
I wish you the best.
Yes, thank you so much. Have a wonderful holiday.
Now we're coming to telephone number 617. 617. You are live.
Hello.
Who am I speaking to, please? Yes.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
My name is Donna.
Good, Donna. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Say hello to Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Good, thanks. I just wanted to know about maybe love life or finances, because I don't have anyone in my life and I'm not working. I have applied at different places. And...
okay, let's have a look. And, you know, I've been hearing this a lot with people, you know, it really, again, I know I keep saying this, but it does seem like we are in this type of shift of energy where it comes from the workforce, where it's shifting from more so into what I love to do or what feeds my soul rather than what is, you know, going to bring me security and money. So as that shift occurs, I do find that a lot of my clients and a lot of people that I do readings for are having challenges in the workforce and in the workplace. So know that it doesn't really have anything to do with the economy or anything like that, or that you have any bad luck or anything. So let me have a look and see where you are. I know you're in area code 617. I hope it's not too cold there for you.
No, I'm in California.
Are you in the winter?
No,
oh,
I'm
really? Fine. Oh, good. Well, so it's nice and warm there.
Yes.
Good. Okay, so let me have a look for you, Donna. Donna, so what we've got is we have got for you for work. I do see brightness. I see that your situation, your work situation, being out of work is a temporary situation for you. Okay, you work in some kind of healing or healthcare industry?
Yes, I do. I take care of the elderly.
Okay, wonderful. So I see that around you. I see that you're very good at it. You know your stuff. It's what you love to do, and you've been doing it for a long time. And that's great. So where you are right now is very temporary, okay? Extremely temporary. The job that I see coming your way, okay, and I want you to, is going to end up being a job where you are more over in your vehicle quite a bit, and you are traveling, okay? So I see you going to, like, more than one place, and I'm sorry?
I just applied for one, driving a lady to do her errands and stuff.
Oh, driving Miss Daisy.
I love it. That is great. So this is probably what's opening up for you. I do see traveling. I see you going some of the places that you have to bring her is of a distance, right? It's a little bit further than normal.
Yeah.
This is a really good job for you, and it also puts you in a position where, because the next thing I was going to say is I see you almost being an independent contractor and doing your own thing. So I feel like this grows from here.
Oh,
and I also see a couple of more opportunities doing a similar thing for two gentlemen. So at the end of the day, and I'm feeling like by March, you have two gentlemen and a lady that you help out.
Oh, good. Wonderful.
Yeah. So make sure you have your oil changed. Yeah, let me look at relationship for you, Donna.
I have been on internet and I've had no luck. I just don't, you know, I don't know. I'm not into the internet anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so relationship for you, I want to say that I feel like the relationship hasn't opened up for you because you haven't really made space in your life for a relationship, okay? So I know you probably have heard this before, but it's time to make room for that gentleman. That gentleman is really close. You will find somebody that has a very similar personality as you. He's a little bit younger than you, and he's almost like your male counterpart. And you will meet him not on the internet, but through a family member. Okay. So I see him within the family. And of course this also counts for friends that are close enough to be family. And I want you to make room for him, make room in your closet, make room in your life, make room, set an extra place at the table, things like that.
I'll make room in his place. I take him too much stuff. Oh gosh.
Well, then pack an overnight bag and have it ready to go, Donna.
Wonderful. You were just so right on with the work and all. That was terrific. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, it kind of can be freaky, you know?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I just applied like maybe half an hour ago.
Wow. Wow. Well, I just pulled one more card for you, and I definitely see money going into your bank account. So so this is it.
Hallelujah. Well, when I get some, I'm going to call you and get a reading.
I'm so glad you did.
Thank you, Donna. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show tonight. Next, we're coming to Jill. Jill, I have not talked to you in a long time. How are you?
Hello.
Hi,
this isn't Jill.
Oh, it's not. My goodness.
No.
Well, your number looks so familiar to me. I'm sorry. What is your name?
My name is Sanithia.
Sanithia?
Yes.
Oh, wow. What an interesting name. I like that very much. Say hello to Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Sanithia. It's very nice to meet you.
Good to meet you. I think you've just been doing an excellent job. I've been listening to you and everyone, and you just seem really, really, you're excellent.
Oh, well, thank you. I hope I can be excellent for you, too.
Me, too.
Well, what can I help you with?
Okay. I just moved up. I'm in Maryland, and I moved here a year ago from South Carolina, you know, for better job opportunities and to be closer to my family because this is where I'm originally from. That happened last year, and it's just been a year of hell to the point where I'm pretty much enemy number one to my family. So we have my mom and I have a court date coming up this Friday, and I was just wondering, you know, if just that I don't know, to see what may happen with this or anything that could happen. I'm just, you know, it's been really stressful.
Okay. What's your mom's first name?
Sandra.
Sandra, okay. I want to let you know that one wonderful thing that you can do, and this is just energetically, and this is a wonderful thing you can do, if you have a bay leaf and you place a bay leaf in your shoe, you can receive a favorable outcome when you're in court. So if you're going to court that for a personal matter, you want to put it in your left shoe, and if you're going to court for like a matter that involves prosperity, money, being sued, things like that, I will put it in my right shoe, okay? So I feel almost as if you need to put bay leaf in both shoes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So here's the thing, okay? We're going to reach an amicable solution. I do see your mom here. It looks like your mom is the one that has filled out forms and is feeling slighted. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's total lies. It's all based on lies.
Yeah. I feel like it is. I feel like your mom is the one that's like feels like she's been slighted. She's the one that feels like she's been wronged, and she's the one that's filed the paperwork. I also see next to your mom's ear, I see all these people whispering in her ear, telling secrets, telling stories. My seven of, I read with a regular deck of playing cards, and my seven of spades shows up for you. Seven of spades always means that that the outcome or that the what has brought you to this problem has been based on lies. So if you know that, so we have that now officially on the air, forever to be heard that this is all based on lies for you. I like the way you present it. You have documentation or you have some type of proof that proves
mm-hmm.
this wrong, and
mm-hmm.
and so this is really good thinking on your behalf. It's kind of sad that you have to live your life this way because it's based on past experiences, but you always cover your
mm-hmm.
butt. So in this time, you have worked it out for you. As I said, you know how I said with that bay leaf that you should wear it in both shoes,
mm-hmm.
because I do feel like there's some monetary stuff going on as well here, and I do feel like the judge is going to be dividing or making a decision about money. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I really think that she's going to try and sue me in court. It's so much going on. But, yeah, she's going to try and get money out of me.
Okay.
I know it. She's not going to let this go. And, you know, it's so,
mm-hmm.
so not my fault.
Yeah. Well, you have your documentation. You have your proof. You have your luck is on your side because you have a very compassionate judge. Sorry, when I get too much in psychic mode, the words start to go away. But you have a very compassionate judge, which is on your side, and you have the things to back you up. I see you being triumphant. I see you. Your message from your guides is to stay strong. Stand convicted and also let go of the worry. You're like stressing yourself out. Maybe you're the reason why I was getting this headache across my band before you came up. I got one a little while ago. Yeah, there's a lot of stress and tension, and it's all in your head. You know, it's all stress and worry. So let the worry go. You will be triumphant. Everything will work out. As soon as you said that you moved home to be closer to family, I felt like there was a whole different world there that you had been away from for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think after this court date that another move is in store for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So,
will you still be moving back to South Carolina? Because somebody had mentioned that to me.
Ah.
Last place you want to go is backwards.
Exactly.
I do see that as a possibility because you have, yeah, you have friends there and you have a place to go. I do see that as a possibility, but for you, it doesn't feel like home. I almost feel like you as an explorer, and I see you going a little bit further out.
Yeah, that makes sense, too. I never want to be in the same place twice.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it is? So, yeah, because
yeah.
I'm like, she's moving forward, not backwards. Forward, not backwards.
Okay. Just I was. Could you just? I just really don't understand why my family is treating me the way they are. You know, and it's trickled down to my children, and it's affecting my dreams. Like I've been dreaming about them the past couple of weeks. And I just, we don't even talk anymore. And, you know, I just don't understand why.
Okay, let's have a look and see. Maybe it will help you rest your head because being in your energy, I feel nauseated. I feel all this pressure in my head. Okay, so here's the thing, and I'm not really sure what's going on, but there's somebody in that family structure. First card out is my addiction card. It never lies to me. It's always straight up. There's somebody in that family structure that has a problem with addiction. It doesn't necessarily have to be drugs or alcohol, but it's always an addiction. It's something that that affects their quality of life, and they can't seem to get it together. This person seems to be coddled, the baby, and also seems to be the instigator of it. And this person is like a victim person. I feel like it's a female energy, maybe a sister or cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the reason why they're all just really siding with this person and feeling like it's more important for them that you're the strong one, you can handle it, and it's more important for them to save this person, and they've taken sides. I think that the more distance you have, the more healing that this family is going to have. And I also want you to know something too. Your guides are telling me that I got to go into the contract thing with you. And you know, when we're souls and before we're born, I firmly believe that we make an agreement and a contract with other souls that we're going to share lessons together. And when that lesson's learned, sometimes we stay long after that lesson was learned. I think that your contract with that family was up when you first moved to North Carolina. And I think the going back was for you to test the waters. There will be always be an opportunity for healing, but it will not be until you are far away.
That is so on point. Does it make sense that I've always felt like I was in the wrong family, like ever since I was little? So,
probably, yep.
I've always felt that,
yep.
Right? So, okay, it's just, all right, thank you so much. Oh, I was just wondering, am I going to get a boyfriend soon?
Let Michelle know. We have four other callers. Are you prepared to handle them?
Okay. I think that's a loaded question, and I feel like right now you've got to get this headache right now that's surrounding you. It feels like a very low-level energy, and I think that once you free yourself for it, you shift your energy, and I would say if I was a crazy eight ball, I'd say ask again later.
Okay.
I'll have Michelle back on the show again, Sanithia. So
okay.
All you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/author David Clark with an E, and you will see my upcoming guests. I've asked Michelle if she would be a regular guest, and she said she would be happy to do that. So she'll be back on in the next 3 months. So you
okay.
can call back and ask that question then. Okay,
right.
And God bless you. Good luck in court on Friday. It
all
sounds
right, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. All right. Now we're going. Are you prepared to handle four more callers?
I think so. How are we doing for time, David? Because I'll make sure that I am.
Well,
or if you want to let me know.
We're fine. Actually, I set the studio up for a full 2 hours. But that's, you know, that is, of course, it's given whatever your time constraints are. So, you know,
okay.
if you don't think you can get to them all, then that's fine.
Well, let's give it a go.
Okay, here we go.
I'm going to give it the old... Okay, great.
Area code 832. I'm bringing you live. What is your name, please? Area code 832, you're live. What is your name? First three digits of your phone number are 275. Can
Hello?
You hear me? Hi,
yes,
what's your name?
Hey, sorry. My name is Me Too.
Me Too?
Yes.
Hi, Me Too.
Nice to
Hi,
meet
how
you.
How are you doing? Nice to meet you, too. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I wanted to ask if you saw anything coming up in my love life, or do you see some, you know, me being in a relationship anytime soon?
Okay, let me have a look and see. Now I have to ask you, do you have a child? Because I do see a child next to you.
I do not, not right now.
Okay, well, that's good news then, because I see, and as I'm pulling up, I pull up like a father card, I pull up a mother card, and I pull up, and I see a child in the middle between the mother and father, and I see the child balancing everything out, and I feel like this is where you're headed relationship-wise. I feel like this is the type of relationship that you are drawing into your life, and
okay.
I feel like that's what you're creating. I do see that before this relationship happens, there will be three relationships before it, three distinct relationships. Two will be with an older gentleman, one will be with a younger gentleman, and the fourth relationship, the fourth one that you come across, will be the one where you settle down and you actually have a child with this person, and it is a long-term relationship. I don't see marriage right off the bat, which is kind of funny, but that might be just be something that comes a little bit after. A lot of people nowadays are having the baby first. Oh, and there's my marriage card, comes off later on. Time frame for this, you're looking at all this within the next 2 years of your life.
Okay, so I'll have like three relationships before that then, right? In those materials.
Yeah, you'll have three relationships before that. And like I said, two will be older and one will be younger. And I also feel like one of those three will be quick. You know, it will be like maybe a couple dates. It won't be anything significant. So that's something good to know. A lot of people ask like, oh, if I only dated them like three times, does it count? In your case,
okay,
the answer
yeah.
is yes.
Uh-huh.
But I do see a baby in your life and a good long-term relationship for you. You've been looking for this one for a long time, just companionship really, and somebody who really cuts through all the BS.
Oh, just a quick question. Do you have any details for the person that's going to come first in my life? Just I don't know, like how they look or when it might happen.
Yeah, the person that comes in your life first looks like it looks like it may be somebody who is divorced, widowed, or you know, just recently broken up with somebody, okay? So it's going to be somebody that has an ex, okay?
Okay.
been in a serious relationship before you. And I feel, you know what? I feel like he's got like super dark hair. All right. And here's the thing that you melt over is those eyes. He's got like these piercing, sexy eyes, and he's got a really deep voice. And I feel almost as if he has some facial hair going on. Okay. And also, and I'm not sure if this is the person that you are going to end up with or the first person, since you asked about the first person, we'll just go with it. But I do see him in uniform.
Okay.
So I see he's either a prison guard, a police officer, or a state trooper.
Okay. Interesting. That's good. Okay. I know you have other callers. I guess I'll let you go.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, me.
Best of
yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Try again.
Best of luck.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Happy holidays to you.
Yeah, happy holidays.
We're going to area code 949. You are live with Michelle Melio. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, this is Selena. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Selena. How are you?
Hi, Selena.
Hi. I took today off. I had a really bad day yesterday. I had a discrepancy with my ex in regards to our son, and I let myself feel bad today, and I just needed a mental rest, I guess. And I just feel frustrated because I'm, you know, financially tied. And, you know, I love what I do. I work with special needs and I feel like I'm at a standstill because my financial is really tight. Do you see any change in that? And then my ex, you know, will he leave me alone? Well, he's not really bothering me, but it just frustrates me that he has to be the way he does. I mean, we only have 5 more years, and our son will be of legal age. It's just frustrating not getting along.
Yeah, I feel your pain. I was shuffling with you with the cards while you were talking, and so I do. My Six of Diamonds falls out, which means that you are just dumping. You have way more going out than you have coming in right now. And even if you change jobs, I don't know if or got another job or did this or did that. It just feels like there are things that need to be paid off, and until they're paid off, you know, you got to kind of tighten the belt straps. You know, it feels like you've got like installments or payments of some sort, and it feels like they're kind of maxed out. You know, it feels like they've reached their limits, and so you're kind of seeing this money drain and fall out, and you're getting stressed and frustrated about it, and allowing it to stress you out and frustrate you about it. I also feel as if it was really wonderful that you took a day today, and let yourself sit down. You know, when you have this time to yourself, or the next time you have time, I see you. And I see your ex, I see being more alike than you would like to admit. And I feel like that was what attracted you two together to begin with, was that you were just like two, oh my God, me too, oh my God, me too. And you were just like two of almost the same exact individuals. And sometimes when we are more like somebody, It's what attracts us, but it's also what repels us at the same time. Does that make sense to you?
A little bit. He's more of an introvert. I'm more outgoing. I just feel frustrated because it seems like he has moved on, which is great for him, and I've moved on. But it's like his finance seems like it's all together, and he has a relationship. Everything's moved on, and I'm struggling always 24/7. It's just frustrating for me because I do good work with kids and stuff, and you know, I just like to, I don't know, I guess I wanted to hear something that in regards to my financial that's going to change here, you know, like in the future, if there's something surprising for finance might be coming through. Something.
I do. Yeah, I would love it. I do see an opportunity for your finances to change, but the key is going to be to look at your ex-husband and look at the things that you have in common with him. Look at the ways that the two of you are alike. And and I love that you said, well, and this is what, and he's here and I'm here, so we're not in the same place. And I'm kind of upset because he's here and I'm here and we're not in the same place. And he's done this and I haven't done this. So what we're doing is we're looking at how we're different, how the two of you are different. And it's really important to kind of look at, so the same thing that's kind of repulsing you about him is that he's got his finances together and he's moved on and he's got this and he's got that. But there are also things that first attracted you to him, and there are also things that you have in common with him. So I feel like it's really all about you finding that inner you that used to be there before, you know, that looks at things a little differently. Other than going out and getting another job, and I don't think that's going to make the difference, I think it's just really a matter of getting things caught up and paid up. I really wish that I could give you the winning lottery numbers. And I don't usually offer that to people, but I wish that I could do that for you. Because it would just really be a blessing for you, you know.
Right.
Shalina, you have a lot of company out there in this world. You know, I would love to talk about prosperity consciousness if you have a moment. Shalina, did you have anything else for Michelle before we let you go?
Oh, no, I don't. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I think the prosperity consciousness is really good to bring up, David. I think that really applies here and in a couple of other cases as well.
Yeah, that was my sense. Do you have anything that you'd like to say with regard to that?
I think that I would love to hear what you, because I know that you have like actually a little method, don't you?
Well, I practice, I believe what you do, that time is like a rubber band, that the present is all that we have, and that it is possible to exist in two places at the same time. And so I use the power of affirmation a lot. And, you know, I think it's very important for somebody, if they are struggling, to reframe it as a challenge and not to deny the fact that they are having a hardship now, but to perhaps say something like, I am challenged by my finances, but all is well and good prosperity is coming my way. Something that acknowledges a condition without allowing somebody to fall into a place of struggle and opens the door. I think it's very important to open the door. And so I believe very much in the power of affirmation. And with regard to anything else, I think it's important to have faith, to put it out there as if you believe in it, to work with affirmations, and it takes action. You need to act on what you affirm. And to claim a quality you wish to possess as if you possess it now, not something that's happening to you in the future. And that kind of is contrary to what I was saying about the prosperity, but I think it's important that if you are in a place of struggle, that you not deny the impact that that's having on you, but reframe it as a challenge instead of a struggle. That's my best suggestion to people. I think that, you know, it's very, people that have problems with prosperity consciousness tend to be victims, and then things tend to replay out. And when people are feeling impoverished, there's a tendency to make yourself feel better by doing something. And the one thing that people usually do is to spend more money to make feel better, and then they get more heavily in debt. So I think it's very important for people to find things that make them feel good that are not outside of themselves. Take action. Help somebody else. Do whatever it takes to feel good that's not going to hurt yourself or somebody else. That would be my best suggestion.
I love it. I love it. And I would even like to throw into, people can even take it a step further, and Allah, if they're having a difficult time even getting themselves into that mindset, getting out of the mucky mind, even to change their thoughts by being open to the possibility that blank could happen, or open to the possibility. Yeah,
absolutely. I believe in the power of visualization and imagination, and that power, which we believed in so much as little children, as adults we put the damper on it. And it's so important to imagine and to visualize and to dream and to believe that your dreams can come true.
Yeah.
Well, we have three more callers. Do you have time?
Let's see. How are we doing for time? You know, I really hate to turn anybody down. I'd love to do three quickies.
Yep. Let's do three quickies. So folks that are on the line now, you're going to get a chance to talk to Michelle, and one of them just dropped. Oh, no. Nobody dropped off. So anybody else that calls in is going to have to wait until the next time. Before we go to caller area code 402, I'd like to ask you, how can people get in touch with you, Michelle?
People can get in touch with me. The best way is by visiting my website, which is michellemelioonline.com. So it's michellemelio. Online, online.com. And all of the resources available are there. I have some little free tips. I have an online community. I offer psychic readings by Skype, by telephone, in person. And I also work with people, which is really where I shine, is through hypnosis, helping people shift their thoughts, not only taking that reading a step further, and not just saying, leaving with, this is how my life is etched in stone and there's nothing I can do about it, saying, okay, so this is where we're at. How would you like to change it? And let's do it. And using hypnosis, I help people do that.
Great, great. Well, let's move on to area code 402. Area code 402, you're alive. Who are we speaking with, please?
Hi, my name is Kulu Leilani, and thank you for taking my call. And I was just wondering what you see, either for career or love, whatever is easier.
Whatever shows up for you, huh?
Yeah, whatever.
What's your name again?
My name is Kulu Leilani. Leilani.
Are you
Kulu Leilani?
Are you from Hawaii by any chance?
Yes, I am.
I love it.
Ah, okay. Well, what a wonderful name.
I know.
Thank
it's
you.
Beautiful. Do you know what it means?
Yes, it means a wreath of heavenly flowers.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Oh, I get chills on that one.
I knew a wonderful woman from Hawaii who's a regular on my show. She's a Reverend Kahu Kahealani, and I cannot pronounce the rest of her name, but I encourage you to look through my listings at blogtalkradio.com/authordavidclark to see when she's on, because she's a wonderful, wonderful healer. But let's get on to your concern.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's great you're asking about both things. Both things show up for you. I see a woman in love, and I also see a woman with money in her bank account and things working out for her. You have done something recently to shift your energy. I think it's wonderful, whether you're working with somebody or whether you're doing something that you learned a long time ago or pulling out old books. I see you reading up on it, researching it, and actually doing things to shift actual energy around you, okay? Is this something that you've done recently?
Yeah, there's some prayers I put out there and some things that I want to do that I'm going to really buckle down and try to get done.
I love it. Your prayers are being answered because we have both showing up. We have love in your life showing up. I see a warm, loving, caring man who is also a father, so he has children. And I see him coming beside you for a long time. And I see it as a surprise. I see something unexpected, something that you don't see coming. And, you know, it's funny. I also feel like he comes in a big package as well. He comes with prosperity and abundance and helps change your prosperity and abundance. I feel like he's financially secure, and next to him, you're financially secure as well. So keep saying those prayers. Keep sending out that energy. Whatever you are doing currently to shift your energy is working, and it is getting closer to you. So my suggestion to you is that you ever hear the phone call spell? A lot of people do the phone. They're like, they send out the energy for someone to call them on the phone. I think almost everybody has tried it at least once, and then they wait by the phone, and if that person hasn't called, they go, they pick it up and listen to the ringer and say, why haven't they called? Why haven't they called? And they almost send the wish back away from them.
Mm-hmm.
So guides are telling me my guides are telling me that it's coming your way. So be careful that you keep sending that energy, keep sending that positive energy, and just release all worry about when it's coming, where it's coming. It is very close to you right now. Very close to you. I wouldn't be surprised if this happened before the holidays for you.
Awesome. That's really cool. Thank you.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Well, thank you for calling tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you. Best of luck.
All good blessings to you, my dear. And
yes,
please
and
call
likewise.
Again.
I will.
Okay, thank you.
Happens. Thank you. All right, bye.
Yes, please do.
Please do. Okay, good night.
Good night.
Okay, we are now going to go to area code 856. And before we do, I really love what you were saying. I can't stress it enough how important it is to put worry aside and the why question aside, and also not be fixated on the time and place, to leave it open to spirit and to have faith that it will manifest. I think that's really important. Area code 856, you're live with Michelle Milio and David Clark. Who am I speaking to, please?
Hi, this is Laura. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. Just real quick, I know you've got callers. I am ending a contract at the end of this month, and I wondered if you saw me getting another job or contract in January.
Okay. Let's look and see. Okay. So I see this contract ending, and I like it. You know, here's the thing. You've really taken this contract that you've done and been working with, you've really taken it from something small and potential into something really large, and it's been a lot of, it feels almost like it's been raising a baby for you. It's been a lot of work, been a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, making everything work out and everything happen, but you're just really good at, I want to say speaking, delegating, or, you know, getting your word across and what things need to be done. Your question is, does something come for you in January? Oh, yes, it certainly does. And it's doing what you do best, doing what you love to do. It's a new contract. And actually, I see maybe even a couple. I'm not sure if you're able to do two at once, but prepare yourself because I do see a couple there for you in front of you.
Okay, great. No details around any of that or how when it's coming, anything at all like that?
Yeah, I can see what, I can see if there's any details coming in for that. So here's the thing. One of them, so there are definitely two showing up for me, okay? There are definitely two showing up for me, and one of them is presented to you from someone else that you know and that you've done business with before. It involves, I want to say, an office building or an office space.
Okay.
And it is somebody that you've done business with before. The other one looks as if you actually actively seek it out. You find it. I see you looking at I don't want to say newspaper because it's not something in the newspaper or, you know, on, but it's on paper. It's like you look at this paper that tells you, that gives you leads. Does that make sense?
No, I'm thinking, no, the only thing, I look online a lot for work.
Okay. Well, I see. So keep an eye out for paper, okay? Don't disregard it because I see you looking at a paper. And I don't know whether it's like a lead sheet or something. You know, it doesn't, because it doesn't look like a newspaper. You know, it looks like something that's almost specific for what you do. So I see you kind of looking at a list. So one of them comes from there and you putting in your resume, and then the other one is referred to you by a friend or by somebody that you've done business with before. It's an offer for an office or an office building where you've worked before.
Okay, great. All right. Well, thank you, Michelle. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy your holidays, and I guess get some rest because it sounds like you're going to be busy in January.
Good.
Thank you, Laura. God bless. Okay.
You are all welcome.
A good night. Okay. Finally, last but not least, area code 678. You are live with Michelle Milio. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi. This is Regina.
Regina, is it?
Yes.
Ah, how are you tonight?
I'm good. My question is, do you see a change in my career? Am I leaving the two jobs that I have or something new?
Okay. Hi, Regina. Let's see. Okay. So you want to know if I see some type of change in your career or if you're going to keep having two jobs or if you're going to merge them into one job, right?
Right.
Okay. I think that things are really going to stay the same for you for a little while, at least 6 months out into your future. You're going to be doing this two job thing for at least 6 months. There is the one that has that's a shorter term or that you just kind of took on and found yourself staying with. After the six months ends up fading away. And in 6 months, you do end up looking for something else. I see a move for you at the end of the 6 months. And I really feel like since your question is about jobs, that the move has to do with work.
Is it still in the same thing?
Yeah, so you've got kind of a yes and no. I'm sorry, is it doing the same thing? That's a really good question.
Yes. Definitely. Is it the same thing or is it something totally different?
It looks like it's something that branches off from what you do. So an answer is not the same thing, but it is a branch of what you already do. So it looks like it's expanding upon what you know, but it's a whole different area in what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there's definitely a move involved in it. So I would say spring, you know, end of spring, you can expect,
mm-hmm.
and to answer your question, yes, you will be merging them into one new job by
mm-hmm.
spring, but until spring, you'll be working
mm-hmm.
too.
Oh, man. I'm just tired.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of hard work.
I know. I hear you. And two jobs, I commend you for that. So a nice visualization that you can have for yourself is that in the morning when you get up that you're surrounding yourself in this beautiful, vibrant, white-yellow bubble of light. And the white is that cleansing and that clearing and that protection from that negative energy. And then the yellow is joy and happiness and almost like that tiger energy. And I think that will help get you through and keep telling yourself that, you know, each day that goes by is a little bit closer to a wonderful new adventure for you.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Regina. Happy holidays to you.
You too.
Yes, happy holidays.
Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to take any other callers tonight. Michelle has gone above and beyond the call of duty tonight, and I want to thank you so much for another fabulous show, Michelle.
Oh, thank you, David. I absolutely enjoy every moment that I'm here. You have wonderful, wonderful energy, and as do your listeners.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I will look forward to being on your show tomorrow. And
yeah,
we'll have to talk, because if you're willing, I'd love to have you back in 3 months.
I would absolutely be honored. That would be great. And of course, to your listeners, my show will broadcast tomorrow at 10 a.m., although you will be on at 10:30. And the links are on that Michelle Melio online, as well as I think they are on your website as well, David.
Okay. So I call in at 10:25 then?
Yep.
Okay. I've got the number, so I'll look forward to that. And for now, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing of separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who are having a spiritual experience. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.
You have been listening to Different Strokes for Different Folks. To find common ground and take it to the next level, here on Blog Talk Radio with David Clark, every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. You can listen to this broadcast again on srbroadcasting.com.